This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Ekta Nagar Kevadia in the evening, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects worth over 280 crore rupees. He will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Aarambh 6.0. The projects to be launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Our correspondent report, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to inaugurate new projects including the Bonsai Garden, Sewage Treatment Plant, Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Center, Sub-District Hospital, Traffic Circles and Smart Bus Stop, which will drive further development in Ekta Nagar. In recent years, the iconic Statue of Liberty in recent years, the iconic Statue of Unity in Kevadia, the tallest statue in the world, has become a global tourist attraction. The PM will also inaugurate several key facilities at Ekta Nagar on October 31st, including the sub-district hospital, traffic circles, smart bus stops. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of elections is underway. 634 candidates have filed their nominations for this phase. 38 constituencies will go to polls on the second phase on the 28th of November. More from our correspondent. Candidates can withdraw their nominations until tomorrow. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of candidatures for the first phase of elections. 743 candidates are in the fray. 43 constituencies will go to polls in the first phase of elections on the 13th of November. Counting of votes will be undertaken on 23rd November. Meanwhile, during search operations, illegal materials and cash worth over 103 crore have been seized from different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly elections. In Maharashtra, the scrutiny of nominations for the single-phase assembly election is also in progress. A total of 7,995 candidates have filed their nomination for 288 constituencies of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. Nominations can be withdrawn till the 4th of November. Voting in the state will be held on 28th November and counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. In Uttar Pradesh, Ayodhya is all set to hold the Grand Dipotsav today on the eve of Diwali. This will be the first Dipotsav celebration in Ayodhya after the consecration ceremony of the Ram Mandir. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas today at 55 ghats of Ayodhya, including Ram Ki Pedi. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several other ministers will grace the occasion. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today administered the Oath of Unity in New Delhi on the eve of World Unity Day 2024. Minister of State for Health Pratap Rao Jadhav, Secretary of Health Punyo Salila Srivastav and senior officials took the oath. World Unity Day is observed every year on 31st of October on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The event aimed to honour the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, whose vision and leadership played a pivotal role in unifying the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda underscored that the foundation of Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat was laid by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today said the National Disaster Response Force has successfully led over 900 rescue operations in the last 1 year and saved more than 3,000 people. He said this while paying tribute to the martyrs on the occasion of Shaheed Smriti Samaroh in New Delhi. Mr. Mohan said that the NDRF has emerged as a symbol of reliance and trust for the citizens. The Home Secretary mentioned NDRF's bravery and activeness during the emergencies in Uttarakhand, Wayanad, Andhra Pradesh and Sikkim. He said the country will always remember the bravery and commitment of the martyrs. Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to last year for the ease of passengers. Recently, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had announced that the number of special trains increased to 7,000 this year compared to 4,500 operated last year. He said around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by this train on daily basis. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.